Hello, everyone. Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike.
Ah, you almost forgot your name there,
I almost
there,
forgot
right?
my name,
Okay.
Yeah.
So our friends, our favorite friends, Brenda and Patricia, visited so many places last year.
They are globetrotters. They're never in one place for long.
Never.
They're always going to some wonderful location. Now, remind us of where they went this year, because it's been a busy year for those two. So,
okay,
where have they gone?
Recently, they went to the Blue Lagoon in Iceland, right?
Yeah, that was cool. I want to go there.
Yeah, and then they went to Gardens by the Bay, which is in Singapore.
Yeah. Iceland's more interesting. Yeah.
They tried out Airbnb for the first time when they went to Australia.
That's right, where they got to jump with kangaroos and take a nap with a koala.
So they went to quite a few places
they
for
did.
Just a year.
Yeah, very busy. I guess they don't have jobs.
No, I think they're students, university students.
And they maybe, don't study very hard.
No, they don't. Or maybe they have to go to these countries to study.
That could maybe be. You can learn a lot from traveling.
Yeah, so maybe it's an exchange program or something.
Could be, or they're studying international cultures or airplane travel. Anyways,
yeah.
Today's article, let's talk about that after we check it out.
Visiting beautiful Beito. Brendan and Patricia are planning their next trip.
Where do you want to go for our next vacation?
We need to go somewhere cheaper. We went to a lot of places in 2015.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of money too.
I have a great idea.
Well, go ahead and share it.
Why don't we travel around Taiwan this year?
Good thinking. There are many places to visit and things to see.
It will also be a lot less expensive than going abroad.
So, where do you want to start?
Since the weather is cold right now, let's warm up in Beito's hot springs.
Sounds good to me.
They get ready to leave for Beito.
Word power!
Vacation. Vacation. Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now. Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now. Visit. Visit. I'm going to visit a few castles when I'm in England. I'm going to visit a few castles when I'm in England. Abroad. Abroad. Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip. Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip. Weather. Weather. This rainy weather makes me sad. This rainy weather makes me sad.
Okay, so for today's article, we have a little sentence here at the beginning to set it up, to let us know what's going on. It says, Brendan and Patricia, that's good, are planning their next trip.
They're going away again?
Of course they're going away again.
Gosh.
It's a new month. They take a holiday every month.
Oh, my
goodness. So let's see. Brendan begins our conversation by asking a really good question. Mm-hmm. He says, where do you want to go for our next vacation? See, it's not work.
Okay, no, it's not.
It's not studying. It's a vacation. And we know what a vacation is. Well, if you don't, you will soon. It's a word power word. Vacation, it's a noun. It's basically the same as a holiday.
Yeah.
Okay? Holidays, vacations, we use them in often the same kind of way. A holiday could just be time off work.
Right.
A vacation could be when you travel on a holiday, but generally people do kind of use them in the same way.
Yeah.
But if you have no work or school, you have some free time, you leave your home to visit a new city, a new country, anything like that, as long as you're traveling, you could call that a vacation. For example, Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now.
Ooh.
Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now. That's a cool place for a vacation,
too. Yeah, all the pyramids and the mummies.
So lucky.
Okay, so in our introduction, we mentioned how Brendan and Patricia have been traveling a lot.
A lot.
Okay, so while traveling is an awesome experience, it isn't easy on the pocket, right?
Or on the money in the pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She says, we need to go somewhere cheaper. So that's a really smart idea because they need to save money. They just went to so many places last year. So we went to a lot of places in 2015, but let's take a quick break to look to take a look at our 英文快译通for today.
Good idea.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。有时候你想跟你朋友谈谈事情的时候，可能就会跟他说 ，I have something to tell you. I have something to tell you. 我有件事情想告诉你。这时候你可能就会想找个安静的地方聊聊，就会说 ，Let's find somewhere quiet to talk about this. Let's find somewhere quiet to talk about this. 我们找个安静的地方谈吧。为的就是避免被人偷听 Just in case there's someone listening to our conversation Just in case there's someone listening to our conversation 同学们你们有没有猜到今天 A Plus 快译通的主题是什么了吗没错答案就是 Something, Somewhere, Someone, Somebody 的用法这些字多用在肯定句或者是疑问句词性是代名词代名词顾名思义就是代替名词的东西叫做代名词用法其实就跟名词差不多差别只在于如果要修饰这类的代名词就必须把形容词摆在它的后面跟一般名词不同一般要修饰名词的时候我们要把形容词摆在前面但是这类的代名词要摆在后面哦像刚刚 Eunice 所说的 Let's find somewhere quiet to talk about this在这里的 quiet 就是用来形容 somewhere 这个代名词这种用法我们称之为后位修饰再举个例子好了男朋友或者是女朋友生日的时候你想要给对方一个惊喜这时候你就会跟他说 I have something special for you I have something special for you 我有一样特别的东西要给你哦 special 是个形容词用来修饰 something 这个代名词又或是有时候我们拿不到摆在柜子最上面的东西的时候就必须找个高个子来帮忙拿这时候可能就会说 Would you please find someone tall for me? I can't reach it Would you please find someone tall for me? I can't reach it 句子中的 tall 是用来形容 someone 这个代名词好啦今天 Eunice 跟大家分享到这里我们下次见咯拜拜
Okay, so that was a really useful lesson in English Kuaitong.
And cheap, too.
Yes, free. Let me try to use our grammar points in one sentence. Okay. Someday, someone will come and bring me something and take me somewhere special. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Absolutely no.
No idea what you're talking about, but I hope it happens. Yeah. I hope it comes true for you.
Okay,
let's get back to Brendan.In the article, he says, yeah, so he agrees with what Patricia just says, yeah, and we spent a lot of money, too.
Right.
As you were saying, traveling on vacation is never cheap, especially when you're going to places like Iceland and Singapore. That's far, that costs money.
Yeah, so Patricia says, I have a great idea.
Hit me.
So you know when an idea suddenly comes to you or hits you, you can say, aha, I got it, or a light bulb went off in my head.
Ding.
So that's another way of saying, I have a great idea.
Okay, well, Brendan, of course, he wants to hear the idea. He says, well, go ahead and share it. Yeah, so you can share things, of course, that you have. You might share your lunch with someone or share your money with someone if they don't have enough. But you can also share things that you can't, you know, touch, like food or things. You can share an idea. You can share your time. You can share your love with people as well. That means you want to join together with people. So he wants to join together with Patricia and hear her idea.
Okay, so what idea did Patricia come up with?
I don't know. Tell
us. She says, why don't we travel around Taiwan this year?
That's a great idea.
It is, because traveling in your own country is definitely cheaper, right? Plus, Taiwan is a big country. I'm sure they haven't been to every corner of the island, right?
It's true. It's not the biggest country in the world,
no.
But it's an interesting country because it has a lot of different landscape, geography.
Right.
There's beaches, there's mountains, there's big cities, there's wonderful, wonderful places to go.
So Mike has lived in Taiwan for many years,
many,
right?
Hundreds of years.
So are there any places in Taiwan you have yet to visit, Mike?
Taipei.
You
no, wait, I live there. Sure, absolutely. In fact, some family of mine are coming soon.
Okay.
And I was thinking of going to Sun Moon Lake.
Ah.
I have not been to Sun Moon Lake. So that's probably the number one most famous place that I haven't been to. So you're right. You can travel around Taiwan for a long time and still see new things. So Brendan's listening to Patricia's idea, and he likes the idea. We know that because he says, good thinking. That doesn't mean her brain is working very well. It means the ideas she's having are good ideas. He likes them. Good thinking. I agree with that idea. That's what he means. He says there are many places to visit and things to see. Yes, absolutely. If you're on vacation or a holiday, or you just have some free time, enough time to leave your home, you might visit places, okay? You can visit places or you can visit people as well, too. To visit, we can use it both as a verb, like it is here, or a noun. I'm going to make a visit. For example, we could say, I'm going to visit a few castles while I'm in England. I'm going to visit a few castles while I'm in England.
Okay, so it's cheaper to travel in Taiwan because, A, they'll save on air tickets, right?
Right, you don't really need to take an airplane.
You don't. You could drive down, you could take the train or the coach.
Or even a boat to some of the islands.
Plus, you can take day trips to most parts of Taiwan.
True.
So they'll actually save on accommodations or hotel stays, right?
That's right. That's a great expression you use there, day trips. That's when you go on a vacation, but just for a day.
Yes.
You might leave early in the morning and come home late at night, but of course, since you're sleeping at home, you don't have to worry about hotels or things like that. Yeah.
So this is why Patricia says, it will also be a lot less expensive than going abroad.
Easy on the pocket.
Right. Mm-hmm. Our word power word abroad means in or to a foreign country. For example, quite a lot of people in Taiwan go abroad to study English.
Okay.
I can also say I live abroad, which means I live in a foreign country. Mm-hmm. Both Mike and I live abroad because we are from Canada.
Right.
Here is another example sentence for the word abroad.
Yes.
Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip. Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip.
Yeah, we often use the other term overseas in a similar way when you're traveling outside your country, especially when you're going a long way away. All right, back to the article. Brendan's thinking, all right, great idea, but now we have to start making some decisions.
Right.
So he says, where do you want to start? Many places to go. What's the first one we should visit?
good question. So Patricia says, since the weather is cold right now,
it's the winter,
let's warm up in Beto's hot springs.
Ooh, that's a great idea. A place I would like to go, I would actually prefer, I would like more to go in the winter, not so much in the summer. It's already too hot.
Okay, so we have quite a few words and phrases to look at in this sentence. Let's look at the word since. The word since is an adverb, preposition, and a conjunction. And it depends on the part of speech that the word appears. In our article, since is a conjunction, and it means because. For example, since you finished your homework, you can watch TV for an hour. It's the same as saying, because you finished your homework, you can watch TV for an hour. So if since is an adverb or a preposition, we're talking about from a past time until now. For example, in this sentence, since is a preposition. I've been in this meeting since 2 o'clock p.m. And here's another example. He graduated from university 2 years ago and has since become a teacher. In this sentence, since is an adverb. We also see the word weather in this sentence. The weather refers to the temperature and other conditions such as sun, rain, and wind. For example, if someone asks you, what's the weather like in Taipei? You could say there will be periods of rain today with a high of 28 degrees and a low of 21 degrees.
Okay, that's pretty nice weather.
Yeah.
All right, we have some example sentences, don't we?
Right, for the word weather. This rainy weather makes me sad. This rainy weather makes me sad.
Oh, that's too bad. And we have that term to warm up. To warm up is to make your body warmer. When you're cold, you might put on a sweater to warm up. You might do some exercises to warm up or drink some hot tea or hot coffee to warm up, to take your body from a more uncomfortable cold temperature to a more comfortable warm temperature.
Right, and we're all probably very familiar with the word hot spring, or the words hot springs, right? So a spring is a place where water comes up naturally from the ground. Therefore, a hot spring is a spring of naturally hot water. The temperature of a hot spring is usually greater than that of the human body.
Really? That's some pretty warm water. Okay, well, Brendan likes this plan. He's ready to warm up in the hot spring, so he says, sounds good to me. If something sounds good to you, you like what you're hearing. You like the idea the other person is sharing with you.
And then at the end of the article, we have a sentence. It says, they get ready to leave for Beto.
Okay. So, of course, they don't need a big bag or a passport or airplane tickets. They might need a small bag and a MRT card or a little bit of money for a taxi. That's about it. Very cool. Great plan, but that's not all for Brendan and Patricia. We're going to be joining them tomorrow. But don't go away, because we'll be right back after this short break. All right, so they're on their way to Beito, which, of course, is right close to Taipei City. You can take the MRT there. Do you like Beito? Do you go there often? Are you a hot spring fan?
I don't think I've actually been there yet.
You've never been to Beito?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Yangmingshan count as that place? I don't really know.
Sort of, right? It's one side of Yangmingshan.
No, I haven't. But you?
I haven't been there in quite a few years. I've never done the hot springs. No, I've never done the hot springs there. But I think this winter I might have to go and check it out because it's been a while. So, what about you guys? Do you like Beito? Or maybe if you live somewhere else in Taiwan, there's another place near you that's famous for hot springs. You can have a chat about that in your free time. But don't forget, come back tomorrow because we'll be traveling even more with Brendan and Patricia. See you soon.
Bye.
My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch.
My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch.
又是新的一年。I remember last year I said I was gonna go on a diet as my New Year's resolution, but it failed. 我记得去年这个时候我也是下定决心说 要来节食，结果又到了新的一年，我的肥肉们还是非常忠心的跟着我。 My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch. 你听到 scratch 这个字想说抓抓什么？抓我的肥肉吗？Scratch 没错，当动词表示抓、刮。For example, if you get bitten by a mosquito, it's so itchy that you will keep scratching. 如果被蚊子咬到，会痒到你一直抓、一直抓。但这里的 scratch 是一个片语 ，from scratch， 意思是从头开始。所以今天的小聚会就是说，我去年的节食减肥失败了，因此今年我决定从头开始再试一次。这应该常常发生在大家的身上吧？除了可能是自己执行力的问题以外，也有可能是这个新希望或是计划实在是太不切实际了，执行起来会有困难。So maybe I should also look at my diet plan from scratch too. 像是记得 sometimes.I would skip meals to lose some weight. 为了节食不吃饭，或者是只吃烫青菜，其他什么都不吃，这其实也有一点违反自然法则，通常不太可能会长期执行下去的，对吧？ But 不代表今年我就算起啊，今年啊，从头开始吧。My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch.Very good. 那小聚会我们就下次见咯。See you next time.
My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch.
My diet didn't work out last year, so this year I'm going to start from scratch.
Visiting beautiful Beto.Brendan and Patricia are planning their next trip.
Where do you want to go for our next vacation?
We need to go somewhere cheaper. We went to a lot of places in 2015.
Yeah, and we spent a lot of money too.
I have a great idea.
Well, go ahead and share it.
Why don't we travel around Taiwan this year?
Good thinking.There are many places to visit and things to see.
It will also be a lot less expensive than going abroad.
So, where do you want to start?
Since the weather is cold right now, let's warm up in Beto's hot springs.
Sounds good to me.
They get ready to leave for Beto.
Vacation.Vacation. Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now. Kylie and her family are on vacation in Egypt right now. Visit. Visit. I'm going to visit a few castles when I'm in England.I'm going to visit a few castles when I'm in England. Abroad. Abroad. Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip. Kimberly is going abroad for a business trip. Weather. Weather. This rainy weather makes me sad. This rainy weather makes me sad.